Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a brand new week. The ring of the bell. Wake up.
All right. I'm awake.
If you're not yet, welcome to the program. Your favorite sports talk show is on the air. The best damn sports show. Episode number 265 of the RP Show coming at you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. I'm Rod. He's Darren. How are you, Dupes?
I'm doing well.
It was a bit of a mad scramble here. Always is the last 30 to 60 seconds before we get on the air. You'd think we'd figure this out.
We feel like that's when we got to get all the topics out and discuss.
Yes, exactly.
Rapid fire.
Usually that's when Paul decides he wants to talk about the Patriots. And he's in luck today. Right, Paul? Woo! Yeah, it's a big day. Shh, the Patriots bandwagon is full again.
Yep.
And actually, that's where we will start off with our quick six show topics, which we're going to get to in a moment. It's a big guest list today. Arash Madani of Rogers Sportsnet's going to be with us, and I'm not sure if he has anything specific that he wants to talk about. He could talk about all these things, and you know that he will. The Grey Cup kid, Ted Cornegay, two-time Grey Cup champion, the guy that appeared in how many straight Grey Cups? What was it, three, four,
yeah.
Five? Well, not... Five out of six, Clark's telling me. Whoa. Five out of six. The Grey Cup kid. Although they're saying there might be a new Grey Cup kid. You pointed that out on our Sim broadcast last week. Rico Murray's appeared in the last three. Rico Murray's not going to be with us. Tad Cornegay is from New Jersey. Ricky Foley's going to be with us today. Three-time Grey Cup champion, future Canadian Football Hall of Famer, and a former member of the Baltimore Ravens, and I think the Seahawks, too. And Sportsnet's Ken Reed's going to be with us. You know how I know that the people here at PSPN, Paul Sports Network, are doing something right? Am I not allowed to say that, Paul? He just shook his head. Is that it seems like a month ago that we were all together.
Yeah.
That Tori was out grilling in the parking lot. And thank you, Tori, by the way, who's back home in Toronto. Got home safely yesterday. But with the staff barbecue that we had the other day, whew, with the Southern barbecue, seems like a long time ago.
Doesn't it?
You know, when you don't like going into work, you know, it's been a week on holidays, and then you got to go back. It's like, a week already? Feels like I was just there.
Yeah.
This is the opposite.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Feels like forever since you were there. And the weekends drag on because we just want to be back in here. But that was a fun afternoon for sure. Man, was it hot on Friday. But Tori lived up to the billing, though, on the grill. He backed it up. That macaroni pie was so good.
He was talking a big game about how great this barbecue was going to be. And it was. I'll give you an update on Big Bird, by the way, which calved Friday afternoon. Everybody wants to know, I know. My 1975 Jeep CJ is coming around the corner over here. Henderson Drive, and just doom. And I was able to coast three blocks before he just died. Fuel pump, they say.
Ooh.
And when I got him towed into Canadian Tire, and those guys treat Big Bird like a member of the family. They're all, oh, what now? They love him. They said, hey, you're 45 years old, stuff starts to break down. And it was the fuel pump. So it'll be a few $100 touch, but Big Bird will be back on the road.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
Good.
Are you ready, Jordan, with the quick six show topics? There it is. Number one, of course, the New England Patriots signing Cam Newton. And it was an interesting news day for the New England Patriots, as you know, but it's 1 year, $7.5 million contract. Just 1 year for Cameron Newton, Superman. And it's led to our poll question today. Does this make the New England Patriots Super Bowl contenders? Our daily poll for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. You can vote on Facebook or Twitter. Oddly enough, the whopping majority, the last I saw on Twitter, of respondents are saying, no, it does not. And actually, let's just spend a minute on that for a second. I'm a little surprised that that much of the vote would say no, that they're not.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I voted yes. It does. It makes them a Super Bowl contender again. They were a Super Bowl contender last year with Tom Brady. They're a Super Bowl contender this year with Cam Newton. Now, we don't know what kind of Cam Newton you're going to get. Are you going to get MVP Cam Newton? Are you going to get sore shoulder, sore foot? Cam Newton, who maybe can only play at 100% for three or four games during the year? I don't know. But you have that chance that you're going to get MVP Cam Newton. He could get back there. He's got the athletic ability. So that automatically makes you a contender.
Well, let's remember, they weren't really Super Bowl contenders with Tom Brady last year. They weren't. They got upset in Foxborough by your team. Did you guys have a bet on that?
We should have.
Yeah, no kidding. Paul says, no, we shouldn't. So, I don't know. He's 31 years of age. We're spending probably more time on this than we should.
But for quarterbacks, 31 years old, you're in your prime.
Usually.
And they can, you know, now the good ones can stretch that prime into their late 30s. And, I mean, if you're Tom Brady, into your 40s. But it makes them a contender. For sure it does.
Sometimes I wonder what people are reading out there. John Kirby in Edmonton writes in right now. He says, did you read or hear about the tweets from the former Eskimos player Christian Jones? No apology, no remorse. What are you talking about, John? He tweeted a huge apology after he was released by the Edmonton Eskimos. Go look it up. And I know the kid personally. And by the way, can y'all just stand down? Because we're getting to the show topics here. It's in the topics, okay? Have a Snickers bar, John. You're not yourself. Actually, you are yourself. Point two. Patriots fined $1.1 million and stripped of a third-round pick in the 2021 draft for videotaping the Bengals sideline. More on that coming up in a sports update later on. But on the very same day, the Cam Newton signed by the Patriots for $7.5 million 1 year. The same day, the Patriots get fined $1.1 million and stripped of a draft pick. Now, it was said to me by my daughter's boyfriend. He goes, oh, they had to have been saving the Cam Newton news for when the fine came out. Right? To make him look a little better. And I don't want to discount what Austin said, but my thinking was this. They couldn't have signed Cam Newton, I don't think, and kept it a secret until that rainy day when the fine came out. There was no way they could have kept it a secret. So I like the thinking, and I get it. I don't buy it.
They may have known that it was coming and then rushed to put everything together, but there is an element of good fortune in there for the Patriots that the news happened on the same day. There is. But that's just so funny. Hey, Cam Newton. Oh, by the way, we got a $1.1 million fine.
Bait and switch.
Caught for cheating. But Cam Newton's here, and he's going to take us to the Super Bowl again.
Do you think the National Football League gave the Patriots the choice of the day to announce it? I don't think it works that way either.
I don't think so. But the leagues need good pub. They don't need negative pub, right? So maybe they did. You know, if you got any good news coming, let's release it together because we need the league to be seen favorably. But I just don't know that that happens.
Interesting comment from Maggie Gregorash, who writes in and says, why is there signings going on when there isn't a game play coming? And she writes it in all caps, which tells me she's very serious. Well, I can only relate it to the Canadian Football League leading up to training camp. The Riders were signing Dion Lacy. They were signing, you know, some big-name guys. Dion Lacy would be the biggest name. And we said the same thing. Do you not realize that there's not going to be a season? Why are they doing business? Well, the CFL was doing business until they were told to stop doing business. I would say the same thing applies here.
I would, too. And that's why, you know, you look at Cam's deal, and it's not very favorable necessarily for Cam Newton. It's, you know, it's incentive-laden. It's very back-end heavy. So without games, Cam Newton isn't going to see much money. And if there is games, he will. That's, I mean, you're doing business. You have to prepare for football until somebody tells you there's not going to be any football.
And that would be the answer to her question.
Yeah.
Point three, Christian Jones tweets. I was alerted to this yesterday. I don't know when it started. I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny. He just, because Saturday was what? International Pride Parade Day around the world. Somewhere in and around Saturday, if it was Saturday night or Sunday morning, Christian Jones, the star Eskimos kick returner, gives his thoughts on gay marriage, basically, or the LGBT movement, and says, I don't believe a man should be with a man and a woman should be with a woman. That's just me, though. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know all that it was. And the avalanche of response was predictable. And he came out with, hey, diversity is strength. I'm allowed to have my opinion. This is my opinion. Doesn't work that way, Christian. It doesn't. I was on TSN 1290 Winnipeg this morning saying exactly this. You are free to have an opinion. I know a lot of people that share the same views as Christian Jones. A lot. They don't put it on Twitter. And what he did qualifies as spreading hate towards a visible minority community. And he was cut. So what a lot of folks are saying today, particularly football folks, is, hey, he lost his job. Sucks. At any point, are people going to be given the chance to see the error of their ways before their heads just cut off? Right? And they lose their job. Is that ever going to be a thing here? And actually, that was posed to me this morning by Troy Westwood. And I said, well, listen, it's too late for Christian Jones. He was cut by the Eskimos. Whichever team now signs him, which I think somebody might. He's 27 years of age. A lot's going to have to happen before the CFL even gets back on the field before he signs with anybody. But there might be LGBT community supporters, members of that community, down at the stadium picketing whoever signs Christian Jones, just like animal rights activists did with Michael Vick once he got out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer the question of any if society's going to step their foot off the gas and say, hey, come on. But it continues.
The goal, I believe, isn't to take all of these people that are filled with hate, whether it's, you know, racism or sexism or, you know, anti, you know, homophobia and all that kind of stuff, and shove them on an island and light the island on fire. I don't think that's the goal. The goal is to bring more love, more kindness, more openness, right? More forgiveness in our community. So that being said, yeah, he's cut because he had some hate-filled tweets and he has hate-filled thoughts and doesn't agree and doesn't doesn't conform in that sense. But now we got to give him the chance to learn from his ways, just like you said. So the next time he gets signed, because he's a dynamic football player, he's a good returner, and he's very athletic, and he's still quite young. He needs to show now that he's, you know, can be opened to a new viewpoint, that he can grow and that he can change, and then he should be welcomed back. It's not about banishing him forever, because there's a lot of people, as you said, in this world who have those different viewpoints, right?
Yeah.
And we're not just going to go and, you know, bury them somewhere else. We want more openness and growth. So I hope somebody gives him a chance, and I hope he takes the opportunity to grow from it.
Jeff, the Stamps Peters fan, writes in and says, Jones is a victim of cancel culture. Oh, it's right there. It's right in your, there's the dictionary definition. There's a picture of Christian Jones. People just see the irony in that he's black, he's in a minority, and you guys have been campaigning for your own equal rights, and you're going to turn around and say this, you know? Was it hate-filled? Yeah, because that's why he lost his job. And the CFL sent out a statement, and the Eskimos sent out a statement saying that there's no room for this viewpoint in our league and with our team. I don't know. Here's my thing on gay marriage. If they want to be married, they should have the right to be as miserable as the rest of us. Pa-dum-pum! It's an old joke. But I still say, they just want to live. Let them live. Ready to move on?
Yes.
So we had this topic in our morning meeting this morning about the NHL draft lottery fallout. I'll be honest with you. I was having a nap late Friday afternoon. I missed the whole thing. But I know this. When I woke up, my phone just blew up from people, my friends, saying, can you believe what went down? Blah, blah, blah. And I had to immediately go and scramble and find out what happened. When they announced what the lottery format was going to be, I found it very complicated. And I guess I'm just a country bumpkin, as we all know. But did these smart city fellers outthink themselves? With Team X won the NHL draft lottery. Here's the way I see it. They wanted to get as many teams in the playoffs as they could, not offend those bubble teams that were on the bubble to make in the playoffs. So let's put 24 in. It's great. Generates interest in more markets. That's up here on the playoff team. Down here with the lottery teams, there's seven not making the playoffs, but let's make the eight that are going into the play-in round of the playoffs eligible too. Let's make the most teams possible eligible in the lottery. And those eight play-in teams get a 2.5% chance. It's not going to happen, right? There's no way. It's 2.5%. Then they do the draft lottery, and boom, lightning strikes. The worst possible scenario for the NHL is what happened on Friday. Have I read that all right?
You've read it right. And you did you tweet it that if your fans can't understand it, it's probably not good?
Wasn't
or
me.
Was it in your column?
Maybe.
And that it's probably not a good idea if your own fans can't understand it. when you understand it, it's okay because you've got these play-in teams, and what I believe is that it's all, what is there, 16 teams playing in that round, 8 in each conference that are in 4, yeah. Right? So they all have a chance. There's 16 of them that have a chance, the play-in teams, if you lose the opening round, that opening play-in round. So I get it. You wanted to include the teams from, 17 to 24 in the overall standings that normally would miss the playoffs and be in the lottery. You want them to still have their chance. But it's so confusing. Now, the NHL still has a get-out-of-jail-free card in their back pocket. They do. And that is if it's one of the lower-seeded teams that happens to lose out and win the lottery. So, and especially if it's Chicago or Montreal, because those are the two teams that really probably didn't deserve to be in the play-in because there was the biggest separation. If Montreal or Chicago gets the number one overall pick, the NHL kind of gets off the hook.
Lots of comments coming in. Thank you, Darren, for that. But Nelson Hakowicz writes in, our VP of Sim Events, he says, is it Fallout or is it as exciting as hell? Imagine the engagement and hype we could get out of a CFL lottery top five. This also came up in our morning meeting, and this is scary for the CFL. The millions of tweets that went at the NHL on Friday saying you got egg on your face, you screwed this up. I view it as this. People care. The NHL will hate hearing that. That's what the sports people hate. Any criticism at all. What it told me is the millions of people that are criticizing the NHL for how this blew up in their face care. They passionately care. Whereas with the CFL, I'm not seeing it. Aside from a lot of people in this province, I'm not seeing a lot of people that care about the peril that the CFL finds itself in right now. I'd rather have the hate.
Yeah, it's so true. People are talking all Friday night, and in fact, into the weekend, Saturday, and even Sunday, and even this morning. The conversations around the NHL trending on Twitter and the top headlines across the country and across North America, it's about the NHL draft lottery. It means they're talking about you. They're not talking about the CFL. Cam Newton steals some headlines for the NFL, but they're not talking about baseball. I didn't hear a lot of baseball talk over the weekend or basketball talk. It was all NHL. And is that all what you want? To be in the conversation and the NHL front and center, even though it's some negative comments, people care about the product. They're not leaving. They're just talking about you more.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
But not many sports people see it that way. That whole bad publicity is better than no publicity is not many people think that.
It's true.
In sports, by the way, they don't. Quick last 2 points before we bring in Arash and get his take on this. One, I just noticed it was published Thursday. I just came across my radar this morning. Carey Price needs more info before he votes. Because this hasn't gone to the Players Association yet, whether they're going to play at all.
Right.
And Carey says, I am not prepared to vote yet on whether I'm going to play in this play-in and these Stanley Cup playoffs. That scared me a little bit. That's Carey's being honest. But I'm thinking, boys, we're a long ways away from this even happening. Which we all know. Right.
But we're knocking on the door of July already. They mm-hmm. want to play in 4 weeks, right? In August. It's happening quickly. But I agree with Carey. They have no idea. They don't even know where they're going to play. Like, you could tell. Like, I'm not going to sign something that says I'm going to play and it's, just open-ended. You can tell me where I'm going to go play. Oh, you got to go to the heart of Florida. You got to go to Texas. You got to go across overseas to Finland somewhere to play hockey. Like, it doesn't. The hub cities haven't been set. So until we have all the information, the players can't vote.
So how could you vote?
You can't.
And I applaud Carey for being honest. They don't have enough information right now, so they may not even play at all, which was, by the way, Arash's tweet, by the way, Friday night during this draft lottery. He's like, what happens if they don't even play at all? And point six, lastly, potential for an NFL Canada scenario. John Ohms watching in Winnipeg. He says, I heard you on TSN 1290 this morning, Rod. I loved everything you said, except for the NFL Canada concept. Well, as I said to the Winnipeggers that were listening, if you hate the idea of the CFL going down and the NFL buying the CFL and making it NFL Canada, then I hope you're willing to stroke a check for $5,000 to $10,000. All of you. To save the CFL, because I don't think you're interested in doing that. And that's where we're at. Now is not the time for bravado and ego. And as I say, The real panic about the CFL going down is in this sphere around here, but I don't hear it or see it nationally. I just don't. Change my mind. That's the rollout for Flooring Superstores and our friends, the Dickin family over there. And we'll get it rolling with Arash Madani of Rogers Sportsnet when we come back. It's the RP Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
To the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are live worldwide. Dupes is with me. We're live worldwide, as a matter of fact. Trent has chimed in. You want to see what's going on in Norway?
Yeah, always.
Trent Bruner writes in, one of our 19 Norwegian viewers daily. He says, Norway calling. Can Cam Newton be the MVP he was with Carolina? Hard to know if he has no parts around him. When will the Patriots learn that cheaters never prosper? Glad your barbecue was a smash hit. Stay safe, everyone. You had me tell that, Trent. Six Super Bowl rings tell me that the Patriots know exactly what they're doing and don't care. $1.1 million fine. Speeding ticket. Here you go, Raj. That's what I think.
I'm with you.
We got a lot of topics to get to with Arash Madani. I got to read Kelly Bales, too. Let's bring him in from downtown Toronto. Sportsnet's peerless Arash Madani. Good day, sir. How are you?
Roddy, how we doing, brother?
Good, good. Clark tells me there's a story behind your shirt, the Pride of Kingston, Ontario, the hip. You got a story behind that?
I don't know if I got a story behind it, man. It's Canada Day week, you know, representing the true north, strong and free. I am a huge hip fan. I still am. So I think that's all I'll be listening to on Wednesday.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we like to, you know, celebrate being Canadians every day, but July 1st coming up on Wednesday. Look, where do you want to start? I don't know where to start with you.
Well, where do you want to start? I mean, if you want to start on the CFL front, I was basically told over the weekend, Rod, it is hub, city, model, or bust. That's the last, all this adopt a city program and playing in front, you know, trying to get 5,000 people at different stadiums in Ontario. That is basically off the table now. It's July 1st on Wednesday. This thing has to happen. It has to happen soon. And if it's going to happen, which I highly doubt, it would be the hub city option, nothing else.
Yep, I don't see there's any way that they can do it. They don't have the money to pull this off. I do see players tweeting this. Naka Sanyaka, former Argo, now a Rider, has a poll up on his Twitter. Will this be the week we hear an update from Randy Ambrosi? Are the players fair in these criticisms of the commissioner, do you think?
Absolutely they are, because they need to know something. They're trying to figure out, well, what am I going to do if I don't have a job, if I don't have an opportunity to provide for my family? And they're not being told anything concrete, nothing tangible. And Rod, look, the pandemic caught everybody by surprise, and you know you can't really forecast and plan for this, but how far ahead are they from mid-March to where they are now in terms of letting the players know? Very, very little. So I understand the frustrations of the players. And what nobody seems to be able to answer is why the players haven't been eligible for CERB to get at least the $2,000 a month. There, I have been told that there has been, you know, a proposal made to the federal government on the players' behalf to try and make that happen, but so far it hasn't.
It's sad, you know, Farhan reporting that there's some CFL stars that are moving on with this season, with their life for this year. I wish he'd named them.
How do you blame them?
No, not at all. I wish I knew who they were. James Wilder announcing his retirement last week. Ricky Collins basically doing the same on the weekend. That's what's tragic for the CFL. Look, I don't think they're going to play. You don't think they're going to play. So if we can just play what if today, what then? What then for the CFL if the season's wiped out?
Well, there is... and look, things change very quickly with the virus and what's going to happen, et cetera. Yes, John, I am a Vikings fan. I wish I wasn't. I was born into it. In the womb, I was forced to cheer for the team over there. There are some people in the medical side of this entire operation, and there are some people on the business side of the operation that have not concern because it's so far away, but there's worry of what about 2021? Now, I was speaking with somebody at MLSE that obviously run the Leafs, the Raptors, TFC, Argos, I don't know what else they have. There are models set up, financial models, Rod, where they are trying to figure out how they can make something work without people in the stands until the fall of 2021. Because nobody knows. Nobody knows if there's going to be a second wave, what happens if there is a second wave, what that may mean for public health, what that may mean for people coming under one roof. So think of where MLSE was a year ago. They had a hockey team that got into the first round of the playoffs. They had a basketball team that won the entire championship. The additional revenue in that building, I was speaking with somebody this weekend who has nothing to do with sports other than he works in real estate. His company has a box for Raptor games. He figures with the box and the food and the tickets and the suite that his company spends $500,000 a year inside that building. Think of the revenue lost, and MLSE is trying to put together some kind of financial model of what things would look like if there's nobody in the building until fall of 2021. Well, what does that do to the CFL? What happens on May 1st, 2021 if there aren't approvals to play in front of fans? Then what? So that's the biggest worry right now. Is not this season, is not 2020. It's more what's going to happen if medically, if scientifically, if because of this virus, you can't have gatherings next year. Can the CFL survive 2020? Absolutely. The last I checked, the commissioner went to the House Committee Finance group and said, our owners are philanthropists. Well, if you're a philanthropist, write a check to survive some uncertain times like some other corporations are doing. But not being able to play two seasons, and who knows what's going to happen. That's what just has some people a little concerned right now.
I feel like we're just sitting around a coffee shop spitballing here. So while we're doing that, sure. I proposed on TSN Radio Winnipeg this morning.
water with a little vitamin water. So instead of a coffee, I'm getting a little hydration.
Whatever it is. NFL Canada model. This was my idea. Instead of fighting with the NFL because they're getting bigger and the CFL is getting smaller, let's work together. The CFL 1.0 goes down, folds, it becomes NFL Canada, but we still have the Blue Bombers and the Rough Riders and the Lions and the Tiger Cats. Field sizes, rules to be figured out later. And they send their prospects up here. The CFL, the NFL Canada becomes a true farm league for the NFL. Or we don't do that because a lot of people don't want to do that. It becomes a U Sports alum league, best of the U Sports, maybe global league, and we don't pay anywhere near the salaries that we would if it was NFL Canada. Do either one of those? Yeah.
I'm just wondering why we're spending so much time talking about player salaries when GMs are making $400,000 or $500,000 a year. How much was Jones making there in Saskatchewan to do both?
700.
Why is there a cap on how much team presidents make, how much GMs make? Why aren't there tiers there? Because where's the leverage for a general manager? Where else are they going to go than the other eight teams in the league? So if you cap a GM salary at 275 or 300, and you cap a head coach's salary at 200, in and around that number, why are we always going to the players and saying, you guys have to take the cut? Why aren't the team presidents? Why isn't the commissioner? Why aren't the GMs in there when there's very little leverage for them if they want to work in professional football?
Oh, believe me, I absolutely know that. And somebody said to me on the weekend on this topic, oh, well, the players are expendable. I said, so are the coaches, so are the GMs. Clearly, so are the broadcasters. Everybody's expendable. The presidents and business guys are expendable. So it all feeds to what I'm saying, though. Players, coaches, whatever. There needs to be a cap and cost certainty in whatever pro football we play in this country, however it comes back.
Right. So, and the other thing that's amazing about this is if you're in the entry-level jobs, the assistant video guy, the quality control coach, the assistant equipment manager, Rod, their salaries haven't changed since you and I broke into the league. They're still making nothing. They're still making 35. They've gone down because the ridiculous cap, the staff cap, that just pays the highest people and not the lowest.
Yeah. I said to a guy the other day, would you support the CFL, your tax fund, tax money going to this league, given what you know now, how top heavy it is? He said, absolutely not. Oh, Nick Lewis, by the way, watching. He says, there we go, a rash from Nick. So you're singing to the choir here. Yeah.
Nick, if you're listening, do you have your Canadian citizenship yet? I know Hank and Nicole and the kids are Canadians. Hopefully Wednesday you're celebrating your first Canada Day. I wish it was a mimosa. Wednesday it will be.
That would be cool. Cam Newton to the Patriots. My take, what took so long? What's yours?
A few. One, for the Patriots, it's a vintage Patriots move. You get a former MVP, paying him nothing. It's funny how things are presented, Rod. With incentives, it can be $7.5 million. He's not going to hit all those incentives. It's impossible for him to hit those incentives because Cam hasn't had an OTA. He hasn't had a mini camp. If there's a training camp, it'll probably be shortened in the NFL, so it's going to take him a while to learn the offense. It's either going to be probably Jared Stidham, Brian Hoyer, probably packages for Cam in the early part of the season. Maybe he becomes the guy. He's also not going to hit his incentives because the Patriots still haven't addressed skill positions. What was wrong with New England last year? Why'd they lose in the first round of the playoffs? Because outside of Julian Edelman, Tom had nobody to throw to. They have two rookie tight ends in the mix. So that's that. The second is, you know what's amazing, Rod? That Cam Newton and Jameis Winston are two number one overall picks, and combined this season, they're going to make less than Chase Daniel, the backup quarterback in Kansas City. Isn't that wild?
I don't have an explanation for that. And Cam's done far more than famous Jameis in the National Football League. He's had more time, too.
and led a team to a Super Bowl. You know, they lost to Denver. But this is also another reminder of how Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft run the league. The two stories in the NFL that leak out last night within minutes of one another. First, the Patriots are going to be fined $1.1 million and be stripped of a third-round pick. What happens? The Cam thing gets leaked then. So we're going to bury the video gate, the spy gate, the deflate gate, all the gates, the newest gate, we'll bury that with the Cam Newton. And if Cam signs somewhere else for 2021, Rod, you know what the compensatory pick coming New England's way will be?
Never heard.
A third round draft.
Ah.
Go figure.
Wow. I knew they were linked somehow, those two stories. I just didn't know how. Yeah. God, yeah. This is fun. Major League Baseball 60-game season. Your thoughts, and how does that affect our Blue Jays?
Well, the Blue Jays are actually, there is real news there. The Blue Jays, as we speak, have two big transport trucks outside their spring training facility in Dunedin. They're being packed up. They presently have a charter flight scheduled to fly from Florida to Toronto on Wednesday, Canada Day as it goes. I was just on a call with Health Canada, and I had to hang up before. But basically, the Blue Jays are waiting for a go-ahead from the federal government and the provincial government to set up a training camp, a modified training camp in Toronto starting in early July that would go for 3 weeks. And they would quarantine for 14 days here, except the roof of which they would quarantine under is the hotel, the old SkyDome Hotel, and the actual Rogers Center itself. So it would be for all players, all staff, and then only after 14 days could they then trickle out into the public, and then their season would start July 23rd. The Blue Jays hope to not only have their practices here, but the 30 home games in Toronto in front of no fans and go about their season that way. If a player tests positive, they'd be shut down for 14 days. They would need two negative tests to be reactivated. So that's what's happening on the Blue Jays front. All the talk had been Dunedin. That's where they were going to go. And now Florida has turned into a cesspool of cases, upwards of 10,000 positives a day. They've shut down the beaches for 4th of July weekend, shutting down bars and restaurants for alcohol sales. And so the Blue Jays are trying to get out. And as we speak right now, Rod, three blocks from my condo, they're doing some walkthroughs over at Rogers Center to make sure that all the MLB protocols can be in place for the Jays to get practices and games underway. So it is a full court press right now with the Blue Jays to try and get things happening in Toronto.
I won't ask if you think they will play. I will ask you if you think they should play, given the state of the pandemic and public health at the moment.
Rod, so my brain says, well, of course not. They should not play. What do you and I do for a living every day? We talk sports. And we're sports fans. So we want them to play, but we don't want them to play. They shouldn't play, but there's way too much money on the line for them not to. Give it as much of a try as they can.
All right. Gotcha. Anything else on your mind before we let you go and move in Tad Cornegay after the break?
I saw you're bringing on Ricky Foley. Please give him my best. Tell him he is the second best York football player of all time, because his teammate and tailback, Andre Dury, to me, remains probably the most underrated U Sports CIS CIAU player of all time. And if you see Ken Reed, I'm from Truro. He's from Pictou, Nova Scotia. Tell him the hub of Nova Scotia is where it's at.
Gotcha. Both beautiful places. Arash, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and let's do it again soon.
You got it. Happy Canada Day, guys.
You too. Sportsnet's Arash Madani joining us, and always a great visit with him. What'd you take away from that?
Oh, lots. Lots. I mean, it's good. That's one of those interviews with Arash. And, I mean, they happen often, but not everyone, clearly. It's one that you got to go back and watch again.
Oh, yeah, you got to be thinking.
You got to be thinking and engaged. But, yeah, the CFL stuff, I mean, it's there's endless thought that goes into different options, you know, the players, the salaries for team presidents and general managers. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that, the Hub City talk. But that's the biggest takeaway, is that for me, that Hub City is the only way right now. And as far as, you know, from what Arash is, the people he's talking to, that seems to be the only model that's being looked at right now.
Well, yeah, the CFL stuff we hammer away on all the time. I admired his honesty, because he and a lot of the other guys, Naylor, talking about how can we be talking about sports? You know, health is more important. And yet he just said, hey, yeah, it's not right, but we want it to happen. And it probably will happen. I admired the candor from him in that. I want them back too. I want everybody back. Who's going to come back? The ones that can afford it. Yep. So Hub City or bust, it's not happening. Sports update before we break. Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship for his first tour win since March 2019. Johnson earned a one-stroke decision over Kevin Streelman to mark a 13th straight season with at least one victory. Canadian Mackenzie Hughes finished tied for third. How about this? Gerrit Cole could make his Yankees debut in a tasty opening day treat for fans facing Juan Soto and World Series champion Washington at Nationals Park. The Yankees and Nats are set to meet when the virus-delayed season begins next month. MLB will start a 60-game season on July 23rd or 24th. Schedule still being worked out. There could be a game or two on the first day of play or a full slate. But that is the opening day matchup. Yankees-Nationals in Washington.
That's so
Gerrit Cole.
Scintillating.
I know, Juan Soto.
And I really believe that this favors the Blue Jays in a short season.
Of course.
Big time.
Favors everybody. They'll all be saying that.
But everybody's got a chance.
Right.
The teams that aren't in real contention, they got a chance.
It's like a best of seven series. You say the best team will always win because it's so long.
Right.
Short of the season.
But best of three.
Right.
You never know.
L.A. Clippers have signed free agent Joakim Noah for the rest of the season. Noah signed a 10-day deal with the team in March, 2 days before pandemic hit. The sports update for the Tap Brew House and Liquor Store. We're open. Stop in today at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. And for Ballers Rec Room, now hiring for all positions. That's good news.
Great news.
Email them, info@ballersrecroom.com. Tad Cornegay in next. It's the RP Show, episode 265. Returns after this of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, great weekend out at Deer Valley. And we'll be out there Canada Day as well. Give the pro shop a ring. Hey, they're very busy on weekends. They said they got tee times available midweek. Check them out. Love that place. One of Saskatchewan's most beautiful courses. On the Cam Newton signing, Brady in Saskatoon writes in and says, hey, Rod, it's Brady. Does signing Cam Newton make the Patriots a Super Bowl contender? No. There's too many good teams in their conference. Does it make them a playoff contender? Yes. Brady, the division has the Dolphins and the Jets and the Bills. They're perennial doormats. This actually puts them above, again, all those teams. Just my thoughts. Well, Tad Cornegay, as you all know, played in the Canadian Football League for a long time. 8 seasons. 05 to 07 with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. 07 to 11 with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 2011 with the BC Lions. 2012 with the Calgary Stampeders. Hence the nickname, the Grey Cup Kid. Because he played in so many. West Division All-Star, of course, 2009. Tad Ito joining us today from... Are you in Manhattan, Tad?
I am right across the river.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So gotcha. You have to see Manhattan. I'm close.
Okay, sweet. Listen, you know why you're on the show today, right? Why Clark reached out and said, you know why.
No, brief me on this. I don't know why.
Well, you seem to take umbrage with the fact that you were left off the CFL All-Decade DB list for voting for the 2010s. Is that a fact?
It wasn't at first, you know, to be honest. I didn't even know about it. I've been so busy with work and worried about COVID-19 and all the craziness that we got going on in the U.S. But when it came out, I had a ex-teammate of mine text me about it. He's like, oh, congrats. You made the All-Decade team in Hall of Fame.
And like, he was wrong. Talking about?
he's making a joke.
Who was it?
And he's like, go check out the list.
Please tell me who it is.
One of my good friends, LaMarcus Coker.
Okay.
One of my teammates in Calgary.
Okay, I got you. Well, it's funny, by the way. I'm looking at you understand, you played from 05 to 2012, and the voting is for the 2010s. Like, it's like Darian.
Yeah.
I wanted to vote for Darian. I couldn't. He didn't play for half the decade. But I'll tell you what, Henry Burris, I left him off the list, and he hasn't talked to me in a week. Because I voted for Bo Levi Mitchell. Like, you could see how guys would get upset, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, only because there's some names on there that, you know, is questionable. And then you have guys on there that I don't even think they played in a decade. I mean, I can call that one out. I seen Jordan Younger on there. So it must be Jordan Younger's friend that created this list.
It was his doppelganger. Yeah, it was his brother. Monty, by the way, writes in and says the Dallas Cowboys are winning the East. That's the NFC East. We're talking about the AFC, Monty. Sorry. We'll continue down the CFL road, and then I'll swerve into the NFL with you, Tad. But with these decade lists, by the way, what are you seeing with the CFL right now? Because we're literally scrambling just to talk about something because the season's postponed right now and just keep the profile up. It's kind of depressing up here, to be honest with you.
I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, because this would have been the first season to start for all sports, so it would have been huge. And it's global. I mean, not really global, but in the U.S. and Canada, we're getting affected the most. We're not having sports right now. And I know guys back home, especially the Americans that play up in Canada, they're like, they don't know what to do. And I'm pretty sure all the CFL fans are just pulling their hairs out right now, just waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, but you were up here so long. You get the people up here. because I was on the radio in Winnipeg this morning, Tad, and I said, it's got to become NFL Canada. I'm sorry, this league needs to fold. NFL needs to buy it. It'll be NFL Canada. Let's work with them instead of fighting them like we have for 100 years because we're losing. And people's heads were popping off. But from an American football perspective, players' perspective like yourself, can you imagine what that would do for pro football in Canada if it became NFL Canada? I'm sorry, I think it's what has to happen.
I think it'd be a phenomenal thing. I mean, football is the passion in Canada. Like, the passion with all the fans across Canada and all the cities that the CFL teams are already in. If they had an NFL team, I can only imagine where it would go. And I mean, you know, being in Canada as an American athlete, a lot of athletes from the States will come up there for sure. I mean, a lot of guys may have not have been to Canada, but once they go up there, they will love it. I mean, I can see plenty of guys just trying to play up there and making a career and in the future, just staying up in Canada because Canada is a beautiful place. I mean, I would love to live up there myself right now.
And that's the thing, by the way. There was an NFL Europe. It worked as a great farm league for a long time. Most of the best players came through there. This would be no different, but it would be simply NFL Canada. There you go. You're back. By the way, Tad, on the Grey Cup, kid, think just for the younger viewers that may not remember, can you tell them what your history was with the Grey Cup, which is a pretty cool story?
Yeah, so it's crazy. I just did a blog. I went on Nick Lewis's blog, and since he asked me the same question, I've been in Canada since I played in the CFL from 2005 to 2012. Started out in Hamilton and went to Saskatchewan in 2007, got traded to Saskatchewan in 2007 and played and won my first Grey Cup. After that, played in two more Grey Cups with Saskatchewan. I got traded, I got released by Saskatchewan and then went to the BC Lions and won another Grey Cup with the BC Lions. And then my final year, I went to the Grey Cup with the Calgary Stampeders. So I played in 5 Grey Cups in my last 6 seasons.
That is unbelievable because there's a guy by the name of Rico Murray who's a dime backer for Hamilton that's played in the last 3 Grey Cups, and they're calling him the new Grey Cup kid. We're like, you got a long way to go to touch 10.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A really long way. By the way, Nick Lewis writes in and says, who is Tad Cornegay? That's from
I'm his
Nick.
Favorite player in person in the whole wide world. That's who I am.
Did you guys enjoy playing against each other? Did you hate each other when you did play against each other?
You know what? There was really no hate. I didn't like him. I hate is a really strong word for me. I didn't like Nick when we played against each other. Not at all. Because I just thought he was too big to play receiver, and I was probably too small to play football. But and me going against him was just not fair. But we had some good matches. We made it fun. I mean, we were probably the first 2 athletes to start the Twitter beef and have athletes tweeting on social media, writing stuff on social media. Made it fun. Then once we became teammates, he finally told me that, you know, my whole career until we became teammates, he thought I was a terrible player until we became teammates. And he respected my game and realized what I bring to the table.
Well, you know what, Tad? It's funny you say that because that sold tickets. That got fans engaged. Remember how you guys were going back and forth, but the whole CFL was watching. I can't remember the last time there was something like that going on in the CFL. I don't know if they abolished it or what, but that was such a fun time to be alive. Why does that not happen anymore?
You know what? I think now because our platform of social media is so big and there's so many avenues with it, people don't know how to use it as an entertainment aspect of just their own particular brand. Everybody's just looking for a dollar, looking for to try to make money off everything instead of just having fun. Like me and Nick, we were having fun. We obviously wasn't getting paid for it. We were getting fined for it. We got fined for it. It's crazy how now, you know, people are making money. Even these businesses and teams, companies are making money for athletes tweeting now. We were back then getting fined for it and causing new rules to be started for the CFL. But yeah, like I think the fun is starting to get pulled out of it because of all the different avenues that social media brings.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's sad as usual. People ruin it. I need your take on this, by the way. You talk about guys not making money, and you're right. Are you following what's going on in the CFL? Solomon Elamimian came out Thursday, the Players Association president, and said, hey, right now the players are the only people in this league not being paid. The players, Dad. And I felt like a dork because I never stopped to think about that. How wrong is that?
It's, you know what, it's awful, because especially for the American players, like, this is what most people up in Canada don't really understand. A lot of us go back home and we don't have jobs. We can't get jobs, like real serious jobs, like regular Canadian player that's a native of the land. So if you stay up in Canada, you know, you can only do so much. But it's not nothing that you feel comfortable that's going to support your family and even build an empire or whatever you plan on doing with yourself. So guys are really out here struggling just to maintain the lifestyle that they know they're supposed to live, being a professional athlete.
Well, Solomon's doing what he's supposed to do, and that's fight on behalf of the players. And so he made awareness of this fact. What's being done about it? Nothing yet. So we'll see where it goes. Tad, I gotta say this too, by the way. Your company is Cleaning Solution. And with this time of the pandemic, what a perfect thing for you. So you mentioned how busy you were before we got on with the call here. What's life like with your company and yourself individually or personally, you know, dealing with the pandemic and trying to keep up?
Well, you know, it's a good and a bad thing, because we had found out, like, after we launched the company, that all of our products from our base material makes our products a hospital-grade disinfectant. So we've been just trying to have everyone cater to our formula as a disinfectant and not just a luxurious cleaner for your cars or your planes or your boats and stuff like that. But it's also a home cleaner. It's an office cleaner. It's a commercial cleaner. And we've been moving a lot of product. Can't keep up with some of the offerings. And there's a lot of big government contracts out there that I've been going after, but it's almost like they may put us out of business, but they take all of our inventory. So we're just trying to grow as we go along with all this crazy pandemic. But we're just trying to bring more people aware of what our product actually is and how it's helping out with it, actually, COVID-19.
What are your sales here so far in 2020? 100%, 200%, 300%?
I'd probably say around 200-300%.
Wow. Good for you, man. Good for you. Well, listen, I'll let you go. I appreciate the chat. Say hey to Deuce for me, and let's do it again soon.
Anytime. You know, I'm always ready for it.
Awesome. Thank you, Tad. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
Tad Cornegay joining us from close to the Hudson River here on the program today. His dupes actually slid out during that interview, and now he's back. So, as usual, we have rattled some cages here.
Oh, yeah.
And I talked about the NFL Canada, which I'm not going to steal the idea. It was yours way back when this all started. It was. You remember that, right?
I do.
I'm just giving you credit, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Dylan Spicer writes that, and he says, if it became NFL Canada and the rules changed to NFL rules, I would watch CIS football only. Jean-Claude Daffiné writes that, he says, CFL should stay the CFL. I get that our show is a CFL show. Listen, I'm not sitting here peeing on the parade or denigrating the CFL. I just wish that people would read up on the news and educate themselves on where the situation is at. What did Glenn Suter say on CJME last week? I quoted him in my column. I hope the fans, the media, the Players Association realizes how serious this issue is for the CFL. If you piece everything together, and Arash is a credible source, if they're saying hub city or bust, quarantine city, which, by the way, no league's been able to pull off yet.
No, not yet.
Not one yet. But the CFL is going to be the first with the limited resources that they have and bringing players into Canada and having to quarantine them ahead of time. It's not happening. So it's not going to happen. So then you got the riders saying we're going to lose $10 million if we don't play a season. Now, if they don't get federal funding, which a lot of you don't want to happen, and the NFL has committed $250 million to fight racial injustice, they're not even thinking about the CFL right now. You understand it's going to have to come down to the Dillons of the world and the Jean-Claudes to reach into their pocket. And $100 isn't going to cut it. It's got to be $5,000 to $10,000 of your own money. You might actually want to do that. There's not enough people in Canada that do. I will guarantee you right now, they don't. So unless the magical football fairy comes and drops $150 million on the CFL, it's over. So it's got to be the NFL coming in and the CFL begging for it to happen. And if you're the NFL, hey, do you want to buy a football league, a pro football league that's been around for 100 plus years? Yes, we do. Where do we sign? But it will be NFL Canada. We're putting our name on it. Remember NFL Europe? It was a thing. It's now NFL Canada. Or the option is this. As the Dillon said, he'll watch university sports in Canada only. Because if you don't want NFL Canada, the CFL will become a U Sports All-Star League, the best of the best. There's hardly enough of the best U Sports athletes to play in the CFL now. So if you're going to shut the door on NFL Canada, you understand you're going to be cobbling together for the rest of your life, nickels and dimes, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. You're not going to be able to pay anybody. It's going to be $500 a week, and the product's just not going to be that good. And you're not going to get the Americans coming up to play. You just aren't. It will then become the joke that some people think the CFL is now, which it's not. It's tremendous football. But if it just becomes a U Sport alumni league, that's what we're looking at. If you want to fight over it with ego and you want the CFL to stay alive as it is now, that's the way it's going to go. I don't want that.
NFL Canada is interesting. It adds immense brand power.
Of course.
Instant credibility.
Of course.
And staying power. Our minds go to the NFL coming to Canada. And so we got to play four down games. We got to shrink the fields. We got to play with fair catches. That doesn't have to be the case.
Still play Canadian rules.
You can still play Canadian rules. You can still play Canadian ball. But let's remember, basically the entire province of BC plays four down football already. They're already playing American football or American rules football. So it could happen for sure.
We'll continue this next hour. I apologize to catch up, but we got to go. Kyle Botcher writes in and says the CFL isn't getting any government money. He might very well be right. So if that's the case, the CFL will die. Read my lips. So y'all can sit and piss and moan and bitch about you don't want NFL Canada? You come up with a better idea then. Please, for the next hour, I'm waiting. We will have Ricky Foley and Ken Reed with us. It's the RP Show, Monday morning, episode 265 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. It continues after this. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod Squad, now you can join the team with your very own RP Show gear. Head to rodpetersonshop.com and get yours today while supplies last. It's just like we wear on the show, official RP Show gear at rodpetersonshop.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.